Hello, my name is Lilia Lukovsky. I work for Veteran Emergency Management Evaluation Center, and I will be talking about gas leak today. So here's a picture of Alisa Canyon facility that was our culprit here, and it's located about 5 miles from the Port Orange neighborhood, which is in northern part of Los Angeles County and also is a part of San Fernando Valley area. This is a fourth largest gas storage facility in the nation at out of about 200 nationwide. So there's several per state there. And gas leak was reported on October 23rd, 2015 at the natural gas storage facility. It lasted about 112 days and was permanently kept in February of the following year. During the time of the leak, large quantities of natural gas were released in the atmosphere. The amount of gas released during that period substantially contributed to the amount of annual carbon emissions for the state of California, and it is comparable to the annual methane emissions for the small to mid-sized European nation. This is just one well in the facility, and that the amount of damage we're talking about here. On October 23rd, Los Angeles County Department of Public Health started receiving calls from the residents complaining of the symptoms associated with exposure to the natural gas. The main complaints were about headaches and the whole array of respiratory conditions, as well as some other conditions. In this area, about 9,000 veterans live in the Port Orange and surrounding area, and about 60,000 live in the rest of San Fernando Valley. The VA Sepulveda Ambulatory Center, where our center based, is the nearest outpatient facility that is within 5 miles from the Port Orange neighborhood, and the closest inpatient and emergency room facility, VA emergency room facility, is located within 20 miles in West Los Angeles area. For this study, we examined a VA administrative data file, and we used patient zip code to identify their distance to the gas leak. Based on that, we divided patients in two groups, the Port Orange group that included Port Orange as well as adjacent neighborhoods and the rest of the San Fernando Valley area. That was the second group. About 1,900 VA patients were identified in the first group, and they had about 100,000 encounters for the time period of October 2014 through March of 2017. And in the second group, we identified about 14,000 veterans that were VA users with about a little less than 700,000 encounters. On this map, you could see the area that is kind of light blue amoeba shape that shows our group number one, the Port Orange group that was used in this study. And then the rest of the outline area is San Fernando Valley area that was used as a comparison group. So we use the percentage of total visits per month per group for two different types of visits. We looked at the emergency room visits due to respiratory diagnosis. And then we also looked at the visits to the primary care providers as well as the providers, sorry, respiratory care providers such as otolaryngologists and pulmonologists for the same time period. And we identified respiratory conditions as they identified in ICD-9 code and later ICD-10 code as a broad conditions for the respiratory diagnosis as ICD-9 and 10 identifies them. From this table, you could see some of the characteristics of the two groups, and you could see that they're not that much different. We did the chi-square test, and all the p-values were non-significant for all that. So basically, the difference between them we should assume is their exposure or their distance, or their distance to the gas leak. Now, on this graph, you could see, this shows emergency room visits for any respiratory conditions from October 2013 through March of 2017, and Port Orange group is in red. So you could see there are differences that were between two groups for the same time period. Significant differences are identified with little asterisks, and the differences that were significant for the same group but were compared for the time a year apart, they're identified with a little hat. So as you can see, there was significant difference in ER visits between Port Orange and San Fernando Valley groups in the year prior to leak, with number of visits for the Port Orange group being significantly lower. However, that trend got completely reversed during the time of the leak, although the difference between the two groups at that time was not significant. And additionally, we observed decrease in ER visits for both groups that was followed up by significant increase a year later for within the same group. As you can see, this is the second slide shows, or the second graph rather, shows the percent of non-emergency visits for respiratory care providers and primary care providers combined. And it is showing statistically significant difference between the two groups from April 2015 through September 2016. Again, please notice that during the time of April and September 2015, percent of respiratory visits is significantly less for the Port Orange group. But again, it gets reversed starting October 2015, which coincides with the time of the leak. As you can see, the peak in the is observed in the months directly following the gas leak, which shows some lag in non-emergency visits for the respiratory diagnosis to non-emergency care providers. So, in summary, we found increase in ER visits for the respiratory conditions for the Port Orange group during the time of the leak, followed by the uptake in visits in to the primary care and respiratory care providers in the months following the gas leak. Our results suggest that there may be need to monitor patients with respiratory condition during and after the events when exposure to the natural gas occurs. Also, local residents in the exposed area should be notified about exposure and provided with information how natural gas can affect them, especially those with chronic respiratory conditions. Also, we determined that there is maybe a need to raise awareness among the physician and respiratory care providers about the effect of exposures to natural gas, as from our conversations with physicians on our campus, we determined that they did not receive any guidance and they really didn't know what to test for, what to ask for, how to talk to their patients during and right after the gas leak. So, are there a few limitations to our study? Since we use VA administrative data, our data captures only those veterans that used VA for their care. Also, VA Sepulveda Ambulatory Center, as I already mentioned, does not have an emergency room, and the closest emergency room is within 20 miles of the gas leaks. Therefore, it's not unreasonable to assume that majority veterans who had respiratory care needs, especially emergency care needs, went somewhere closer, which was not captured in this data set. Also, a known number of veterans evacuated during the time of the incident, with evacuation started around Christmas time and them coming back sometime around May of 16. And therefore, during that time, again, unknown amount of veterans could have come outside of the VA for their care, since they were not in the area where they lived. And again, we have no information on how many people evacuated and where they went. However, these limitations are more likely to underestimate the effects of gas leak on health of veterans that were affected by the event. So, this is the presentation, and if you have any further questions, here's my contact information. Thank you.